Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, April 20th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, there are major shifts in energy of the zodiac today. It could be best summed up as calling it the fire of transformation. That's because the Sun, Moon, Jupiter, and Uranus are transiting fire signs right now, lending a powerful wave of inspiration and the energy to move forward, perhaps even a revolutionary change in your life. Now, by revolution, I mean something that's sudden and typically enormous in scope. Plus, we're approaching a full moon in Libra. Oh my goodness, when the moon is full on the Aries-Libra axis, it exemplifies the power of the tides rising and emotions going off the charts. Plus, the Sun is getting traction in Aries, where it feels strong again, confident, with clarity and renewed purpose. But let's break it down and look at the big shift astrologers have been talking about all year. And that is the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Aries, the cardinal fire sign. And guess what? It happens today. Oh dear. Uranus is the zodiac's revolutionary impulse to break free. And free is the essence of the energy. Uranus wants to be free, wants to change the status quo, wants to follow the call of the wild. It typically underscores a person's midlife crisis. You know, that thing that happens when you're around 45 and you decide that you don't want to be a biker anymore and you want to work in a bank, or you work in a bank and you want to be a biker. It's a time when a person's soul yearns to be free, to break from the bondage that's held it mired in something other than its real purpose. Now, it's famously the energy behind revolutions like the French, Russian, and American Revolution, where things completely are turned on their head. That's Uranus. It will be events that happen in significant form and out of the blue, all for the purpose of aligning you with your destiny. Now, Jupiter touches Uranus, and that is the energy of amplification. Whatever Jupiter touches, it expands. It makes it bigger. Now, Jupiter is also the planet of beliefs, be it political or religious, so add that to the mix. But remember, beliefs are not facts, and they can be kind of tricky. Some beliefs are good, like love your neighbor as yourself, but there are other beliefs that are quite dangerous, like, you know, the idea of a master race. Remember that one? So with this powerful conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus, something will happen. Those two planets appear in everyone's birth chart, and wherever it is, you'll find things are shaken up. Now, it might be about your children, your home, your career, your relationship, your health, somewhere, but wherever it is happening, you'll feel it. But fear not. The ancient sages held fast to the idea that this energy aligns you with your destiny. So what's wrong with that? Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Venus is crossing the area of the sky touched by the solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is like a pothole in the sky. When a planet goes over it, it gets rattled. Now, with Venus, that means that things that are going to be shaken up are love, relationships, romance, art, creativity, and personal finance. But it's only a momentarily passing. It's sort of something that needs to happen to wake you up to a certain reality. Now, Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, is retrograde in Pisces. Now, Pisces is not about rational intelligence, not at all. It's about intuition, imagination, meditation, the other worlds. So when Mercury is here, pay special attention to all the usual warnings like back up your computer, watch out for miscommunications, try not to text anything important because it might be misconstrued. But again, a Mercury retrograde is a good time to just plan and get ready for the days ahead when it moves forward. Now, finally, the Mars-Saturn conjunction is over. That was happening about a week ago. So the feeling of being blocked or frustrated is lifting. That's just what we need to move on into a new season with clarity and confidence. And don't forget, the moon is in Leo today. Well, that'll give you a wave of courage and even boldness to carry you through the weekend. So enjoy it. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer, it's a wise person that rules their stars, a fool that is rattled by them. That's it for now. Over and out.